Dora's Cinder sings in a very sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. He says, whether you're a householder, Grihetako, Vanitako, or a sannyasi, constantly chant, Hari, Hari. Do not forget this chanting, whether you're in a happy condition, Suke, Duke, Bolo, Nako, or a distressful condition, because the mind goes up and down. It is the very nature of the mind. Just fill your lips with Harinam, Krishna's holy names. You are bound up in a network of Maya and are forced to work fruitlessly. No result, nothing. Because we die. What do we gain? What have we gained? Wealth, family, fame, houses. What have we gained? So now you have obtained full consciousness, having a human form of life. These are the words of Mahaprabhu, says Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So now we have consciousness in a human form of life. The souls in all bodies are the same. But the soul in an animal body, a mosquito body, so compressed, the consciousness is so compressed and made small. But in human life, due to the fortune, Dolabha Manusha Janma, Tarappa Dhruva Martadam, although temporary like other bodies, in human life, the consciousness is expanded and we can attain the eternal. So now, having obtained the human form of life, Mahaprabhu says, chant the names of Radha Madhava. Your life may end at any moment, and you have not served the Lord of the senses, Rishikesh. Take this advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ekbar, just once, relish the nectar of the holy names. A little section from two other songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is Jeev Jago. The soul should awaken. These songs are actually supposed to be sung in the morning to set the proper mood of the consciousness. Lord Gauranga calls, and actually the first time I heard this song, Prabhupada was singing this in New Vrindavan many, many years ago, 1968, during his visit. Wake up, sleeping souls. Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up. You have slept so long on the lap of the witch Maya. You came into this world saying, O my Lord, I will certainly worship you. But having forgotten this promise, you have remained in great ignorance. I have descended just to save you, other than myself. Who else is your friend? And I have brought the medicine for destroying the illusion of Maya. Now, pray for this Harinam Maha Mantra and take it. Pray for it and take it. Bhava Oshud. It is the medicine to cure the disease, the true disease that we suffer from, birth and death. Thakur Bhaktivinoda fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, and after begging for the holy name, he received the Maha Mantra. Quite wonderful and dramatic. And in Ujjala Aruna, he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Namasraya kore jatana tumi. Bole? Yes. That Namasraya, that you should take shelter of the holy names. And one conclusion that I've reached is there is a great difference between chanting the holy names with the lips and the tongue and taking shelter of the holy names. So this is the recommendation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You should understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and filled with various kinds of miseries. Therefore, carefully take shelter of the holy name and always remain engaged in His service as your eternal occupation. Desiring to bless all living entities, this sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material universe and shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What a mood that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has. So unselfish, so compassionate. There is nothing except the holy name to be gained within the 14 worlds of Brahmana, Bhuvana, Puna, Arvatuna, Arjuna. From the top to the bottom of the universe, it is a place of death. When we're young, we have dreams of how life is going to be. It's going to be fun. But it doesn't turn out fun. This we can promise, unfortunately. But actually, it is the greatest fortune. Because if life turned out to be fun, we'd want to stay here and we wouldn't want to take shelter of Krishna's holy names and we would miss out on being in Sri Vrindavan Dham as servants. So here's the recommendation. And practically speaking, this is the message of the Bhagavatam, that we should take shelter of the holy names. The final verse of the Bhagavatam even explains this. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sava Papapanasanam. So what happens? Nama Sankirtanam. If we chant Krishna's names, Sava Papapanasanam. And just by paying our obeisances to Krishna, that Lord, Dukkha Nashanam. So how wonderful are the holy names. But how can I wear a garland when they don't have garlands? No. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Shikastak, he shows the extent of what the holy names of Krishna can award. In the first verse, I think everyone knows the first verse. Let's say it together. Chaito darpana marjanam bhava mahadava nirvapanam sayakaraiva chandrika nam vidyavaru jivanam Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Pratipatam Pranam Ritam Sadhanam Savatma Snapanam Param Dete
Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
So Chaito Darpanam Arjunam. So what does Darpana mean? Mirror. And Chaitana, the consciousness or the heart. Darpana Marjanam, the consciousness is cleansed by chanting Krishna's names. So this first verse, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, describes seven effects of chanting Krishna's holy names. The consciousness is cleansed. When we look in a mirror, what do we expect to see? Expect to see ourselves. But if the mirror is covered by a thick layer of dust, and the layer of dust of anartas and karma and desires that cover our consciousness after billions of births, the layer is 20,000 miles thick. So when you look in a mirror and there is a dust layer, even if it is only an eighth of an inch thick, what will you see? Just simply dust. One doesn't see oneself at all. And what is the dust that one sees? Basically, all illusion, all the things, the upadis, the desires we've accumulated. We actually don't see with our eyes, we see with our minds, actually. So we don't see ourselves, but by cleansing the heart, by chanting Krishna's names, the clean mirror and the clean mirror of the consciousness, we can actually see ourselves. So, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Navapanam. So, Mahadavagni is, of course, a great forest fire of bhava, of material existence, is extinguished. This is the second result. Kleshagni, as described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And the third result, Shreya Karai Vichandrika Vittaranam. So, Shreya Karai Vichandrika. Shreya Karai Vichandrika means the analogy, the metaphor he's using to describe the effect of the holy names, he changes. So, instead of the mirror, where one is seeing oneself, but what happens to our true self? Like a white lily blossoms in the moonlight, the Chandrika, our actual identity, not our anartas, but our actual identity, our eternal relationship with Krishna, it becomes revealed and it blossoms. Who we are in relationship with Krishna, that's the third result. Vitarana means that lotus is expanded. Vidya Vadu Jivanam. Just as the wife naturally follows the husband by chanting Krishna's names, Vidya naturally follows the chanter. So one naturally gains transcendental knowledge. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. There is an ever expanding ocean of ananda. Because whatever we have in the material world, whatever it is, after some time, even if it brings us pleasure in the beginning, after some time it remains the same, and our desire to enjoy changes to something else. But it will not be like that with chanting Krishna's names, because it is anandam buddhivar. It is an ocean, an ever-increasing ocean of ananda, of ecstasy. Indeed, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu means the same thing, an ever-changing ocean of Bhakti Ras comes just by chanting Krishna's names. Anandam Bhudi Vardhanam Pratipatam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. Purna, the complete taste that we are hankering for. Finally, just like if we are in the desert and the mouth becomes parched and dry, and someone says, "Here is the water you want." The poet Govinda Das compares the happiness of material life to one drop of water. And what a frustration it is if we use the example of the desert. Because we're so thirsty, the soul, ourselves, we're thirsty for satisfaction. And someone says, "Here is the water you're looking for." And then he gives you one drop on your parched tongue. So frustrating. But this is different. Purnam. This is the Amrita that we're eager to taste. The actual taste that we're longing for. Because Abhina Tvam Nama Namano, Krishna and Krishna's name are the same. None different. And then finally, Sarvatma Snapanam. The soul, we are bathed. These subtle and gross impurities are removed, and the soul is bathed in nectar. So therefore, with these seven results, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtan, that the Krishna Sankirtan, the chanting of Krishna's names, is victorious over the material world. It is victorious over the material world, and it establishes the soul in his true position, his natural position in relationship with Krishna. How wonderful! How wonderful! But that is not all that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. The next verse, let us say it. Nam nam akari bhula. That your names, there's so many names. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes there are primary names that have to do with Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and secondary names that have to do with his relationship with the material world. But so many names. I'm sorry, continue. Start from the beginning rather. Nam nam kari bhure nivasava. So Krishna has so many names. So kindly he's made them available to us. And Srila Jiva Goswami actually explains in Bhakti Sandarbha that when one is advanced, one should chant the name of Krishna that he especially has a taste for in his own relationship with Krishna. Very intimate. And Krishna is actually there, just in the way. Antam Bhakti Yoga Paribharata Vitsaroja. Yes. Yad yad diyatad urugaya vababayanti tam tam paneese sad anugrahaya. Krishna, according to the desire of the devotee, Krishna actually enters the heart and lives there. He enters through the ear. And he reciprocates with the devotee in this way. So how kind is Krishna? And Sarva Shakti, all Krishna's and Krishna's energies are present in his holy name. Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi, by your mercy you've made yourself so available. Smaranena Kala. And there's no restrictions like there are in the Vedic recitations of the mantras, where one is restricted according to time and place. And in the old days, oh, the people were so strict. In this month you bathe facing this way, saying this mantra, and in that month you bathe saying that way. I have a friend who's a Sharma, and he was from Nepal, and he talked to his grandfather one time, who was a very strict, old-fashioned Brahmin. And he came to him one time when he was a young boy wearing pants, long pants. And his grandfather was shocked. And he wouldn't even talk to him. And he said, next thing we'll see is when you're passing, you won't even crouch down. He was astounded by something like that. What to speak of if he... But with the holy name, no restrictions. There's that famous story of Mahaprabhu when he went to pass in his pastime. He was holding his tongue, biting his tongue. And the devotee said, why are you doing that? And he replied, such a filthy thing that I'm doing. How could I bring the pure holy names there? And a little boy, Gopal, Mahaprabhu empowered him to say no. At the time of death, that will also be a terrible time. Will one not chant the holy names of Krishna at that time? We should chant Krishna's names at all times. So Mahaprabhu said, yes, you are correct. Said the little boy, you are my guru. From now on, you'll be known as Gopal Guru. There is no restriction whatsoever. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So Krishna is so kind. Listen to this also. This is from Skanda Purana. That Sanatana Goswami included in Hari Bhakti Vilas, or rather Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The holy name of Krishna is the highest benediction, above any other benediction. It is sweeter than the sweetest honey. The eternal fruit of transcendental knowledge of the tree of the entire Vedic scriptures. O best of the Bhagavas, Bhrigu Muni's family. If anyone chants Krishna's name even once without offense, whether he chants with faith or indifferently with no faith, the holy name immediately liberates him. So how wonderful is Krishna's holy names. But Mahaprabhu finishes off that second sloka by saying, Dirdaiva Midrisam Ihan Nanujanu Raga. What does Dirdaiva mean? Unfortunate. Unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for you in this form, even though you have so kindly given yourself so liberally. This is Mahaprabhu's teachings. Dirdaivam, I am so unfortunate. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the causes, or the you can say the cause or the causes for the misfortune that I have, that I have no attraction for the holy names, that how many more rounds, how many more beads left in this round, how much more time, how much until I get it over with. How unfortunate. So Bhaktivinod Thakur explains that there are four reasons for this misfortune. The first is Tattva Vibhrama. He quotes from the Amnaya Sutta. This is from his Bhajan Rahasya. Tattva Vibhrama means not understanding the conclusions of the Shastra properly. So he gives four misunderstandings that cause our unfortunateness and our lack of being able to relish Krishna's holy names. Not understanding who we are eternally, meaning we are eternally Sarupoi, Krishner, Nityadas. We are Krishnas. The second is not understanding who Krishna is, that he's the Supreme Lord. We cannot chant properly. The third is not understanding what we should do and shouldn't do, or not being able to recognize what is unfavorable for bhakti. And the fourth is not understanding the process of bhakti properly. Because the abhideya tattva of bhakti, it is not just devotional service. It isn't. Because there are different kinds of devotional service. Jiva Goswami describes that the abhideya tattva, the process of achieving prema, is shuddha bhakti, anyabhi lasita sanyam, gyanakama, anavrita, anakulena, krishnana shilanam, bhakti uttama. That is abhideya. The second cause after tattva vibhrama is asatrishna, a thirst for the temporary. I'm attached to things of this world, such as my mobile phone, such as my computer with my hard drive and my MP3 player and my car and my this and my that, and especially this for some strange reason, I'm very attached to it. And the desire for heavenly pleasures, this is asatrishna. And then, more subtle, the desire for power, mystic power, siddhis. And then, finally, the desire for liberation. This is very subtle. Sometimes we don't like this material world because it's such a miserable place and so much trouble, and what you want to happen doesn't happen, and what you don't want to happen happens, and we just want to get out, and we don't really have in our heart the desire to serve Krishna. Problem. The third reason he gives is Hridaya Dulabham, which means weakness of heart. These are more subtle, such as envy. Envy, the desire for prestige. Raghunath Das Goswami explains this one really sticks to the consciousness. I want to be known, famous devotee. I want people to say, how wonderful you've spoken. Things like that. Oh, Maya is so subtle. What you use to defeat Maya, the very means you use, Maya will take that and use it to trap you. Hridaya Dolabham, deceitfulness, kutinati, fault-finding, and attachment to objects not related to Krishna. But all these anartas, those things that we think have value but have no value, can also be summarized as one thing only, which is either the fourth one, or sometimes it's described as the thing that causes us to be unfortunate and not have a taste for the holy name, and that is aparad, or offenses. Now, very, very interesting, he describes four kinds of offenses. The first is Vaishnava aparad. He separates that completely into its own category. Second, Nama aparad, because there is also Sato Nindam Paramam aparadam Vatanuti. In Nama aparad there is Vaishnava, but he separates it. The third one is Seva aparad, or he calls Rupa aparad, when one's serving the form of the deity, the different offenses there. And the fourth one is, very interestingly, offenses to anyone, any living entity. I remember in the early days of the movement, we would say, oh, the karmis are like this, and the karmis. And hidden in before the word karmi was dirty karmis, even though it was, even the non-devotees may have their faults, but there was something coming from the heart of, there was enmity. So, I'll just quickly read the 10 offenses. The first one is Satonindam, Satanindam, Namna Paramam Aparadam Vatanute, Yatakyatam, Yatakatam, Husaite Tad Vigaram. To blaspheme the devotees who are preaching the glories of the holy of the Hare Krishna mantra is the worst offense at the lotus feet of the holy name. Nama Prabhu, who is identical with Krishna, will never tolerate such blasphemous activities, even from one who passes as a great devotee. Shivasya Sivishnu Yahiaguna Namadi Sakalam Diabinam Pashet Nakalo Hari Namita Kara. The holy name of Lord Vishnu is auspicious, all auspicious. Vishnu's name, form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental, absolute knowledge. If one tries to separate the absolute personality from his holy name or his transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes, thinking them as material, that is an offense. Similarly, to think the names of demigods, such as Lord Shiva, are as good as the name of Lord Vishnu is also blasphemous. But included in this is to think that the demigods are separate from the Lord. To disrespect the demigods is also namaparad. To think them equal, but to think them separate is also namaparad. Guru Avagya, offensive to consider the spiritual master material and therefore envy his exalted position, to reject. Shruti Shastra Nindanam, to blaspheme the Vedic literatures. Harinama Kalpanam, to think that the glories of the holy name are our imagination. Namno Baladyasi Papabuddhi Naviditasi Maharshidi, to think that I will do something inappropriate, sinful, and then I'll, to remove the reaction of that, I'll chant Krishna's name. This is also considered a misuse of the holy name and a great, great offense. And to preach the holy name to the faithless, Dharmavrata Chagi Hutari Sava Subakriya Samyam Api Pramada. Now note the word Api Pramada because it's very important here. But here, to consider the holy name equal to the different vratas and Vedic formulas and materially auspicious activities. Ashradadaneva mukhe pishanvati yachopadesha shiva namaparada, to preach the glories of the name to the faithless. And aham mamadi paramo shudvapi nama mahapnyam yapriti rahito dama Aham mambari paramo namna so pyaparadakrit. To, if a person has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord, but nevertheless continues in the materialistic concept of life, thinking I am the body and everything belonging to the body is mine, he shows no respect or love for the chanting of the holy name. That is also an offense. Now, a pramada, which was mentioned earlier, when we say the 10 offenses, we often say it is also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. That is pramada, inattention while chanting. Now, I would like to emphasize simply, out of all these different things that make us unfortunate, I would like to emphasize only two, and then I will emphasize only one of those two. Out of the two, and then we will practice something. Out of the two that, in one sense, make us most unfortunate, most constantly, is the tendency, and I'm speaking for myself as well, to criticize devotees. How casually, thinking it is of no consequence, I do this. I remember many years ago in Vrindavan during Kartik, all the devotees used to take vratas. We would not eat sweets, we would chant extra rounds, we would chant chapters of the Bhagavad Gita or the Bhagavatam, we would walk around Vrindavan every day, we would bathe in the Yamuna, something. And right before Kartik was to begin, one devotee said to me, why don't you make an interesting vow this time? Oh, what? Why don't you vow not to criticize devotees? And I said, oh, that sounds really nice. Very interesting. Thank you. And I made that vow not to criticize any devotees for the month of Kartik. And what happened, first of all, I lasted 2 days. But it wasn't that I lasted 2 days without criticizing devotees and then I started criticizing devotees. What happened was that I became amazingly conscious of how often and casually I criticized devotees for no reason other than I was getting some peculiar pleasure from criticizing devotees. And this is the one danger in living in the association of devotees. We need the association of devotees. We cannot live without the association of devotees. But this, yet, nevertheless, is the danger. Because familiarity breeds contempt. And this one's like this. Yeah, someone says, oh, this one's very nice. And yeah, but he's like this, and he's like this. We think it, we say it. You know everyone's history. You know everyone's faults because you know them very well. And we sit around talking about this one did this and this one. Gram yakatana shunive. This makes us unfortunate. And really, we should stop doing it. Not that no one should ever correct anyone else. But like a father corrects the child because it's his duty and because he naturally has affection. His affection coats the chastisement. So unless correcting someone is our duty, and unless we have affection for the person, we should not do it. We should basically, as the accounting software says, MYOB. What does that mean? Yes, mind your own business. There's accounting software. Mind your own business. And what is our business? Or spoken in proper Vaishnava terms, keep your mind on your own service. So that's the first one I would like to mention. Makes me very unfortunate. How sad, actually. But this isn't the one I want to emphasize. The one I want to emphasize that makes us unfortunate is pramada, or inattentiveness while chanting. Especially, we pull out the japa beads and immediately the mind tends to say, now it's time to wander all over the universe. Finally, I've been waiting for this. Now, I have some very specific suggestions on how to deal with this. And I will tell you very honestly that this is a problem that I have. And I have a very wild mind. I try to use it in Krishna service, but yet it is a wild mind. And and I have tried over the years, I'll tell you, after I was chanting for 2 years, 3 years, one, two, I was in the temple in Tokyo, and it had tatami mats like this. And I remember very clearly the first time I heard a Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I had been chanting 16 rounds a day for years. And suddenly, by mercy alone, I heard a mantra. And I was shocked. Really, this is true. And I remember thinking, oh, this is why they tell you to listen all the time while you're chanting. And sometimes, I shouldn't say this so boldly as if I'm preaching to everyone, because it's not like that exactly. Especially previously, I could chant 16 rounds a day and not hear one mantra. Because of two things. The motive passion gives a wild mind, the shape, and laya. And when my mind isn't really wild and thinking of everything, I get sleepy. But then, it was a blessing by a devotee. I thought and thought and thought and thought and thought and thought. And somehow, I understood how the mind worked a little bit. And I understood that if I try to chant 16 attentive rounds, the mind cannot work like that. How can I chant 16? Because then the mind will start thinking of 16 rounds in 2 hours, and I have to do this and I have to do that. Nor can I chant 8 good rounds or 1 good round at a time. So what I learned to do is to simplify the task of the mind and focus on chanting one mantra and listen to that one mantra. And even if I only do that and hear one mantra, I'm chanting already much better than I usually chant because I've heard one mantra. And this is the basis of what I would like to say to all of you devotees. It's not possible for you to attentively listen to one round at a time. You can listen to one mantra, or you can listen to one name at a time. But if I say, please listen to one name at a time, then that sounds too frightening. That for 2 hours, I have to listen to one name at a time, or even one mantra. Don't think like this. This is just the mind. If you understand the way that the mind works, its business is simply to protect the false ego.
Bandhuratmatmanastasya yena maiva manajitaha.
But I don't want to talk. That's actually the second class in this series, about the crazy mind and what it does. We can't take it seriously. Actually, it is a bluff. And you can chant one. You may not be able to chant 16 attentive rounds. Don't worry about that. But everyone can chant one mantra attentively. There are four principles in this very simple system. The first principle is to know what you're doing. What I'm going to do right now, and I would request everyone to take out their beads, is we're going to listen. And what are we going to listen to? One mantra. We'll start with one mantra. One mantra, not more than that. Because that's all you can chant at a time, attentively, one mantra. But the second principle is also very important in this. The second principle is, I call it sankalpa. If you don't make a determination in your mind that this is what I'm doing, I'm sitting down and chanting japa right now, and what I'm going to do is listen to one mantra. And which mantra should I listen to? The one I'm chanting right now. Don't try to listen to the next one, and don't try to listen to the one you just chanted. You can't do it. It's not possible. You have to be very practical. And if the mind has a task that's very simple like this, it actually, in time, will surrender to it. So the first principle is all you have to do to improve one's japa is listen to one mantra. Or if it's very difficult, just one word, one holy name at a time. Remember what we just read from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. The holy name of Krishna is the highest benediction above any other benediction. It is sweeter than the sweetest. The eternal fruit of transcendental knowledge of the tree of the entire Vedic scriptures. If anyone, at any time, at any place, just chants one of Lord Krishna's names without offense and pramada, inattentiveness, is an offense. It is also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. Then the holy name immediately liberates him. That's the stage of namabhas. What to speak of if we can chant with some affection, love, shudanam. But we don't worry about that. Just listen to one mantra. Make a sankalpa. This is what I'm going to do right now. And the third principle, those are the first two principles. The third is, don't worry whether the mantra you've chanted right now, you've successfully listened or not. I mean, the one you just chanted. Don't worry about it. Just be detached and just put your mind on the mantra that you're chanting right now. You can't go back and re-chant that mantra or the next mantra again. Just be detached. Just one task and one task only. I will listen to the mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that I'm chanting right now. And this is really only three principles. And the sloka for this
to remember is yato yato nischalati manas chanchanam astiram tatas tato niyam yaitar atmani eva vasham niyat. Yes? Vashet? Just bring it back. Sincerely try. And Ravindra Sarup Prabhu, he told me that he heard Prabhupada say, and he can't find the reference, that just by sincerely trying, whether you succeed or not, is irrelevant. That's not in our control. It never is in our control, the result. But what we are being asked to do is sincerely try. Sincerely try to do what? Hear what? One mantra and one mantra only. Just these three principles. Be detached. Try to listen to one mantra. But be determined. Make a sankalpa. This is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to listen to one mantra. Now take out your beads, please, kindly. Now, nothing works unless you make the sankalpa. It just doesn't work. So what sankalpa do you have to make, Prabhu? Yeah. Not at least. No. No. Only. I'm going to listen to one maha mantra. That's all. Not at least. And then when you're chanting the next bead, you can decide if you want to listen to that one. That's up to you. But don't think in that way. Think in this way. Just one maha mantra. Okay, now let's try this. First, make a determination. Okay, mind. That's all I'm asking you. Not for anything more than this. I'm going to listen to one maha mantra. You've made your determination? Yes? Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Stop. How did you do? Raise your hand if you want to say. I started studying Krishna Krishna. The first Hare Hare, I lost completely. And then I started thinking, my mind started talking to me. Everyone's chanting really loudly. Oh, and then I started saying, they're practiced at doing this, chanting all together. Don't get caught. Don't start a conversation with your mind. Just listen. This time, we're going to chant two mantras, but just listen to the first one and then decide if you want to listen to the second one. Ready? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How did you do? Stop. How did you do? How did you do? Someone say? Raise your hand or something? Yes, Prabhu. That's a mistake. How did you do in listening to the first mantra? Because that's what the mind does. How many more beads? How much more? How many more seconds? How many more this? How many more that? And then who's this one's chanting better? And this one may be chanting better than me. This one's too loud. This one's too soft. Just the mind will just, it'll grab anything. And if you take it seriously, it will take you into outer space and you'll never return. Keep remembering. Make the sankalpa. Now this time, because to make it more like, a little more like japa, not so loud. and a little bit faster. Now follow my speed, okay? And I'm not going to tell you how many I'm going to chant. But make the sankalpa to this one mantra I'm going to listen. Ready? Ready? Yes? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Follow my speed too. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Stop. Don't let your mind... Notice how it will try to come in and say something. It will try. It will try. But there is nothing it has to tell you at this time. It is a bluff. It is a bluff. It tries to make believe that something is so important. It's essential that you think about this right now. But in 1 second, that whole feeling could be gone. And it could shift to something else. Or it can hate the same thing. Icha Dvesha could be averse to the very same thing that it is attracted to 1 second before. Don't believe it. That's why sankalpa is so important. Just this one mantra, the mantra I'm chanting now, I'm going to listen to. And what will happen is the mind will jump and jump and jump. But if you think like this, it will get peaceful and quiet. And it will obey. And it will listen. It will quiet down. It will become peaceful. Krishna willing. Let's begin. Now listen to my speed. Not to my mantra. But listen to my speed and my loudness. Now make your sankalpas now. The sankalpa. What am I going to do? I'm going to listen to one Maha Mantra. That's all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare. Stop, please. Excuse me. I didn't mean really stop, but just for the purpose of the class. Anyone like to say how they did in the chanting? Were you able to listen to some, to all, to part? Yes, Prabhu.
And then what happened after your mind took you, grabbed you? Yes, and the Sankalpa, stop it in the beginning. I wonder if, because that's what we do. I wonder how he's chanting. I wonder how she's chanting. Oh, I'm probably chanting better than anyone. You know, the mind will just pull anything out of anywhere to protect the false ego. And don't listen to any of it. None of it is important. Because what are you doing, Sahajiya? You're just listening to Krishna's names. Listen to what Prabhupada says about listening to Krishna's names. It's one letter. There is no such requirement that japa should be silently and chanting should be done differently. Loudly or silently, everything is all right. There is no such restriction. One thing is that we should chant very attentively, hearing the vibration very distinctly. Hearing. This is what I discovered. This is why I'm so unfortunate after almost 40 years of chanting. I get disappointed. You know, why aren't I supposed to be? This is why I don't listen when I chant Krishna's names. The difference in the result in the consciousness when I can hear even some rounds by one mantra and not hearing is like night and day. It is so important to attentively chant our japa, or rather, it is so important to make the attempt to chant one mantra attentively. Whether we do it or not is not in our control. But what is our business, our attempt, it is just the attempt. Now, this time, I would like to try again with everyone. And at some point, I'll indicate, now chant at any speed you want, because now we're all chanting at the same speed, which is wonderful, but it's not how we chant japa. But we'll start chanting in this way, and then at some point I'll say, chant at your own speed. And then chant at your own speed. Because how fast you chant, or how slow you chant, or how loud you chant, or how softly you chant, this isn't the important thing. It's to listen attentively to one mantra. Give the mind that assignment. And if it's hard, and sometimes the mind is wild, then just listen to one mantra, one name at a time. Okay, let's begin. Let's make a sankalpa first. It doesn't work unless you decide in advance. Fix the mind. This is what I'm supposed to do now. I'm going to listen to one mantra. Not so many mantras, not any less, but one mantra. That's my mission right now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Excuse me. And if you don't do well on one mantra, never mind. Your freedom is on the mantra you're chanting right now. We should use our freedom properly. This is life. And soon as we understand, sometimes the mind will take us and we forget that we're chanting japa, even though we could be sitting right here all together. And the mind will just take us in a fantasy and we'll forget, oh yes, I'm supposed to be chanting japa. Never mind. No lamentation. Just my freedom is to chant, to hear the mantra I'm chanting right now.
Very simple. Very simple.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Chant at your own speed.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
But keep the Sankalpa.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Listen to one mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.
Okay, please, just stop for a moment. Please stop for a moment. One thing I've understood is that it takes the same amount of time to chant an inattentive round as it does to chant an attentive round. You don't save, the mind won't accept this on one level. But it takes the same time to chant and listen to a mantra and listen to and decide if you want to listen to the next mantra. It takes the same amount of time to let your mind wander and just push beads. And another point is that the most important word to hear is that first Hari. If you can catch the first Hari, you can catch Krishna. And Hare Krishna. And sometimes I wake up sort of at Ram Ram Hari Hari. But and then you just have to remember, oh, Hare Krishna. I'm going to listen to the next Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I've seen that it's completely different when you listen to Krishna's holy names and when I don't. Some more instructions from letters of Prabhupada. Your sincerity and desire for doing some service for Krishna is very much encouraging to me. Please go on chanting nicely and steadily. Chanting 16 rounds is prescribed, but you can chant more rounds and hear them very attentively. Another letter. The process is to follow the regulative principles and regularly chant 16 rounds. That is our strength in spiritual life. And gradually all such problems will be resolved. And because you are sincerely desiring to serve the deity, you can be sure that Krishna will help you in all respects. So simply be persevering and go on chanting attentively, and all these temporary manifestations will come to pass. Do not be disappointed if sometimes your mind gives you some agitation. Such agitation is only temporary and will be driven away by chanting. So chant loudly when there is some disturbance and hear the transcendental sound attentively. Very simple. One mantra at a time. Let's chant again. But remember that I'd like to stress this point, that without the Sankalpa, reminding myself of what my task is right now, telling the mind that my task is to hear one mantra, without that, doesn't work. Be detached. If you miss a whole mantra, never mind. Remember that first Hari. And yato yato nischalati manas. Just try again. It's the sincerity of the attempt. That's all we can do. And just that is powerful. And I've seen how hard it is for old habits to be broken. So the quicker you can take on this great battle, the only battle really in the world, the more fortunate, especially the young devotees, if they can just not develop the bad habit that I developed, then they are very fortunate. Okay. Remember what the task is. Anybody have any questions? Yes.
It's
So chant slower until the mind slows down and gets into the rhythm of it. So if you have to do it, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. It will speed up. There's another letter where Prabhupada will say that. But don't worry about speeding it up. Just worry about one thing only. And be serious about that one thing. Someone else had a question?
Yes, Hollywood?
Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj also had that habit. Excuse me? Is that a distraction, are you asking me? Yes, but long as you're hearing. But I'm stressing specifically the hearing. I know some devotees do that, and it's wonderful. But I'm stressing hearing.
Hari Bol? Here. Near the sound system control.
Oh, where? Where is that? Yes, Hari Bol! Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, we hear about the main technique for chanting is Trinatha Pesuni Chenam. Lower, we should be humble than the straw in the street. But when you chant, sometimes we want to think ourselves humble, so I'm so
that's
fallen.
I'm
so we want to chant to the feeling. So is it the feeling?
Later. First of all, it comes naturally. The feeling comes naturally, but we've only read the first two verses.
So you mean to chant, you mean to hear the holy name is just mechanical hearing without
it's
feeling?
It's not mechanical. Did you feel it was mechanical? Did you? Honestly. When you were chanting just then?
So, isn't
no,
the...
you didn't answer. Honestly. See, I had the fortune of sometimes I looked at everyone and it didn't look to me like everyone was thinking it was mechanical. Because Krishna is there. But really, something will come later, but in the sequence of the way that I give the classes, that comes in with Trinada Bisanitsena. Because that allows you to take shelter of the holy names fully. But that will allow you to Kirtaniya Sadahari. When you feel yourself completely incapable of doing anything, that's very advanced. That's the platform of Nishta, actually. So we have to start somewhere. So that's the mood in which I'm making this presentation. Do you follow what I mean?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Without bothering for the time. Because it's my problem. I'm facing, and I'm not able to control it. Because sometimes, if I chant properly, whatever way I consider, it takes another minute to 7.5 minutes. But sometimes I see it's over in 6 minutes. So I just thought it. I'm fooling myself. So I said, okay. I don't care for the time. I will chant 7 minutes this Maha Mantra. When 7 minutes are over, I will consider my round is over.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's very difficult. Which round we have missed or mind has gone somewhere else.
Well, therefore, I'm suggesting at this time not to worry about that. And just worry about one thing only. And that one thing is to listen to one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because the mind will say, oh, how long is it taking? How long is this? How many beads? It will just use any excuse to start a conversation with you. But really, all you're doing is talking to yourself. And that is a definition of insanity, actually. Really, it's actually... You think you're talking, you're only talking to yourself. It's crazy. A very serious discussion I had with my mind this morning. How many... Did you listen to one mantra? No, but I had a very good discussion. Don't worry about that now. Just listen to one Maha Mantra. I also find the same thing, but I don't do that. I have to wait till I... Because Prabhupada told me to chant from here to here. So I always do that. Yes, Pooh. You're a high achiever. High achiever. Just listen to one word, one sound. Just bring it back. Look what the mind is trying to do to distract you. The same point. It's taking the means of that we're going to cross the ocean of Kali Yuga with and trying to sink the boat with the same thing. That is that is the nature of the mind. You've caught it. So don't do that. Just hear, not hear, focus, 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 and chant, I have to make a sankalpa, I have to make a sankalpa, I have to sankalpa, sankalpa. Mind is so tricky. Therefore, Bhaktivinod Thakur, he recommends we beat it into submission. But Raghunath Das Goswami recommends pleading with it. My dear mind, so for different natures, listen to Hari, listen to Krishna. Hare Krishna, because Krishna's names are so sweet, actually. That's what Mahaprabhu was saying. And that quotation we read, there's nothing sweeter than Krishna's names because there's nothing sweeter than Krishna. But unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction. So keep the task very simple. Just listen. And don't be pleading with your mind during your chanting, and don't be beating your mind with broomsticks and shoes during the chanting. Just listen to one mantra. That's all. This is my recommendation. Yes, Paul. You're asking me personally? No, Prabhu. It isn't. No, Prabhu. I'm sad to say I'm speaking the truth. But then, oh, he's so humble. What to do? Really? No, it's true. You can ask Mataji. But if she tells on me, I'll tell on her.
The question comes here, if that is the yoga
the same place where is my hope in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kalona steva na steva na steva gatine ata. But I don't want to feel bad about it because that won't help. I want to try and listen to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra now. And maybe Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada and the holy names will be merciful to me. I wish I could have been a better chanter my whole Krishna conscious life. But anyway, it's a long story. But this is what Krishna has given me. So I'm trying to do the best I can with it. And this is what I've come up with. And so far, I've tried so many things. And this so far is the best for me. To just listen to one Hare Krishna mantra. So let's chant and listen. Yes.
You see that the success of trying to chant completely one mantra requires a lot of energy. And we see most of us, we have this schedule of working hard physically, doing a lot of work. And then when we come for chanting, we don't put that much of energy because you're already exhausted. Huh?
Right.
We see that most of the time, most of the devotees have their lifestyle is that they put a lot of energy for doing many things. So all of their senses are engaged in achieving something. And because of that exhaustion, when we come to chant Hare Krishna mantra, we feel, okay, this is the time where the time of relaxing. Why put so much of energy? So by this exercise, whatever we were doing for a few minutes, to chant attentively one mantra, it's very exhausting. So how do you resolve? If I put, like I remember Gauri Prabhu was mentioning this point in Bhaktivedanta manner. He said that because we have to chant 16 rounds, therefore we see many times our devotees are so exhausted compared to other organization. They are doing so many things, but we, because of the 16 rounds, trying to chant attentively, all of our energies, it exhausts us. So how do we resolve this conflict?
By not trying to chant 16 attentive rounds, by only chanting one attentive mantra. Because you're getting exhausted thinking about, oh, I'm going to have to do this all the time, every day. Oh. And also right now, you know, Hare Krishna, but it doesn't have to be like that. Because, first of all, the mind is, first of all, it's late in the day. But the mind, if we chant simply, the mind will slow down. And it's like we're trying to catch the Maha Mantra. And the mind won't let us. But at some point, the Maha Mantra will catch us. And then it's effortless. But that is not in our control. So it doesn't have to be physically like that. But the mind becomes lazy. That's a fact. It rebels. It will kick. And just say, don't worry about anything. Except one little request I'm making. All I'm asking is one mantra. That's all. Really. And if you don't want to chant the next mantra and try and listen, don't. It's up to you. And no one else will know. So it doesn't make any difference. This is between you and Krishna. Okay, let's chant. And so don't put so much energy into it, physical energy into it. And what Gauri Prabhu was
talking about is that we wake up so early, and the non-devotees, they wake up at 8 o'clock. You know, it's like having a part-time job in addition to a full day's work. Yes, it's difficult. But this is the most important thing. Prabhupada said that the most important in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the most important instruction from the spiritual master disciple is to chant 16 rounds a day. And it's not, he didn't say 16 inattentive rounds a day. He wants us to chant purely, attentively. I won't read any more quotations, but don't put so much physical energy into it. It doesn't require loudness. It doesn't require softness. It doesn't require going fast. It doesn't require going slow. Just listen to one mantra. Okay, we'll start together and then I'll say to chant at your own speed. So make it also your own loudness and your own softness. Okay, first sankalpa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Okay, chant at your own speed. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Bring your mind back and listen to one mantra. Be determined. At least try. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Thank you. Bring the mind back and listen to one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, keep bringing your mind back to the Sankalpa. One mantra. One mantra. Only. Okay. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada wrote, if you stick to these principles with determination, then you will become free from all attachment to Maya by Krishna's grace. The example is that when the sun is in the sky, there is no question of darkness. Similarly, when Hare Krishna mantra is vibrating on your tongue and you are hearing attentively, then your consciousness becomes clear or Krishna conscious, and there is no question of Maya or hazy consciousness. Just as when the light and the darkness come together, the darkness cannot stand before the light, so Maya cannot stand before the presence of Krishna. Always remember, therefore, to chant Hare Krishna, and that will save you in all circumstances, without a doubt. And the last letter I'll read. Chanting japa should be done early in the morning with full concentration, preferably during the Brahma Muhurta time. Concentrate fully on the sound vibration of the mantra, pronouncing each name distinctly, and gradually your speed in chanting will increase naturally. Do not worry so much about chanting fast. The most important thing is the hearing. Everything will come by the grace of Krishna and the mercy of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, Paul. Vishvapana Sukhayate. We won't be in the material world. Wouldn't that be nice? What keeps us in the material world is our wicked, wicked, wicked mind. And that's the only problem.
And Mahaprabhu is given the medicine, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction to Daiva Mitri Samihana and Jnana Uraga. I also had the same feeling that the round I was chanting with you devotees was one of the best hours I chanted. It's actually, Prabhupada would say, Krishna consciousness is actually simple. And as Mataji was saying last time, you didn't mention this one. Prabhupada would say to us, what is the problem? Did you say that one? What is the problem? There is no problem. What is the problem? Because it's actually simple. All we have to do is chant Hare Krishna and hear Krishna's names, and gradually that hearing will be coated with the revealed. Actually, Jiva Goswami describes it, and Prabhupada also mentions it too. He describes it in Bhakti Sandarbha. First is the hearing, and then from the hearing comes the rupa of Krishna, and from the rupa comes guna, and from guna comes lila. But the foundation should be strong and firm. And there's only one problem, and that's the mind. It's the problem. So take up the only battle there is in this world. It's with the mind, and to just give it something so simple to do. To listen to one mantra, one name of Krishna even, at a time.
Is it essential that you must, this is compulsory, that we should be in the association of devotee? Because this is the effect of the association. Sometimes it's not possible.
So, how could something impossible be compulsory? Because you have the association of the holy names. Prabhupada, when he left, you can imagine what it was like for the devotees when Prabhupada left 26th Second Avenue. Their only connection with Krishna consciousness was Prabhupada. And they never thought Krishna consciousness would grow beyond that part of New York, the Lower East Side. And he said he was going because Mukunda Maharaj called him. And they didn't believe it. And then he left, and as he was leaving, he said, you are chanting, and I will be chanting, and in that way we'll be together. And then he said, if you are feeling separation from me, you can place my picture on the Vyasa-san. That's what he said. So what to do if Krishna has our situation where we can't, for one reason or another, what to do? Then we accept Krishna's mercy in the form it's in and try our best. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Paul.
We have seen that whenever we get any new techniques for chanting, when we see that as a technique, then in due course the mind gets used to it, and you know it becomes as quite ordinary. It works for some time and then becomes ordinary. Now, if we see this what you're telling us as a technique,
yes,
then it will work very nice. Now we might be chanting the best rounds now. But maybe after 2 weeks or three weeks, it will become again one of the ordinary things. So how to really to make sure that this doesn't, we don't see this as a technique, but we see this as a process.
What is the process?
Hearing.
Hearing what?
The holy name.
One mantra.
One mantra.
If we keep it very simple, and not, is this a technique? Is this thing? Just hear the mantra. One mantra. And it's, why don't we say we're going to listen to 16 rounds? Because you can't do that at one time. All you can do at one time is listen to one mantra. So it's very, 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 very simple. So yeah, the mind will do anything. But I find that my mind, it forgets, it doesn't want to listen. It's especially first thing. I find after I chant a certain amount of rounds, then it softens a bit because the mantra is so powerful. But if right from the beginning I just try, what's the loss? So I think your point is well taken. Just keep it simple, not a technique. And if it is a technique, it's basic technique that Prabhupada said. He said other things, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, Saraswati Thakur said other things too. Here's one of them that's quite wonderful, but it's not this point. He said, as you run your hands over the Japamala, think that you are touching Lord Gaurasundara's lotus feet. That is the way you should chant, with that kind of devotion. But at this point, we're just trying to keep it simple. Do you have any suggestions so it doesn't fall into that?
No, I'm a prey to those things. I'm asking your suggestion.
Yeah, just keep it very simple. I want to chant and listen to one mantra.
And my feeling is that, you know, this constant creating of awareness that you have done today, you know, if it is done on a regular basis, then it helps.
It helps.
So, you know, if in small groups we remind the sankalpa, you know, sankalpa, that would help me, I'm sure. If yes. I in a smaller groups remind myself,
yes.
The way we have done it, it is really in helping us very nicely. But in that awareness fades away in due course.
Well, that's why I like to teach this, so I can remind myself to do it.
Bro, you have been saying that there's many things, so is there going to be a second seminar, second, because we were not aware.
I don't think we have time, but I'm trying, I have two more classes that go along with this. The second one is only about the wicked mind. Because it's important that we learn not to trust it. It is a bluff. And the third one is what Prabhu was talking about more, that about the taking shelter of the holy names. And then more than that is the next verse is Ruchi. With the fourth verse. Nadaram Najaranda Sundarim Kavita. We don't want to fill our mind with these things. We want to fill our mind with Krishna's names. But if not this time, another time, Krishna willing.
That day will come more.
Okay, it's getting late. Thank you very much, Hari.
What are the days? Timing? This is Queen Desire.
The Queen Kunti Press.
Sunday morning and the next 4 days in the Monday.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.